Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Bridesmaids.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Pink Lemonade.
Oh shit, that's fresh. It did look really refreshing.
Let's get ready to party!
Now, this film is about friendship. It's about life and what really matters. And also, let's be honest, it kind of sheds a light on the insane wedding industry.
Oh my goodness. The process of being part of the bridal gang. Damn.
It's a commitment.
It is such a commitment. It's a lot of work. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to go to a bridal shower and someone gives me a golden retriever puppy on the way out.
With a beret.
Oh, how cute. So goddamn cute.
Now, to anyone who has not seen Bridesmaids, how?
Bridesmaids is the competition between the maid of honour and a bridesmaid over who is the bride's best friend.
Yeah, the plot centres on Annie, the maid of honour, played by Kristen Wiig, who is an actual legend. Mm-hmm. This was her first film playing the protagonist, but like, she's an absolute pro. Mm-hmm. And we have some amazing, amazing actresses in this film, if you'll allow me to run through them.
Oh, of course.
We've got Maya Rudolph, Rose Byrne, Melissa McCarthy, Ellie Kemper, Wendy McLennan Covey. We've also got Chris O'Dowd, Matt Lucas, John Hamm, and Jill Klaber. Rebel Wilson, who plays Annie's kind of roommate, Bryn, she originally auditioned to play Megan, Melissa McCarthy's character. And obviously Melissa got the role, but the director loved Rebel Wilson so much that they kind of wrote her into the story as her own character.
Nice.
And she's just amazing. Also, did you know that Mindy Kaling read for the role of Lillian originally? And Judy Greer also auditioned for an unspecified role. We don't actually know which role.
She would have been the whiny kind of character. Do you know what I mean? If there was an extra bridesmaid. Because she's in 27 dresses, isn't she?
My dress needs to match the color of my eye bags.
Purple it is.
No, we love Judy Greer.
Yeah, we do.
The other fun fact that I love is that Melissa McCarthy, who played Megan, and Ben Falcone, who played the Air Marshal John, are husband and wife in real life.
Woo!
And I mean, you can kind of tell in hindsight because their comic timing with each other was
incredible.
So funny. The last thing I wanted to spotlight before we get into it was this fact that blew my mind. So John Hamm, who plays Ted in the movie, the real like hunk that Annie's kind of casually sleeping with, before he came to Hollywood, John was a high school drama teacher at a school in Missouri, and one of his acting students was Ellie Kemper, who plays Becca, one of the bridesmaids.
Really?
Which is insane. And also begs the question, how old is John Hamm?
That's such a small world.
Yeah, isn't it? And then they both went on to be in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt together. Hollywood is small, man.
Wow. Well, let's give that drama teacher an A.
And he could give me a D. So first up is Best Supporting Character, and somebody that we're introduced to really early on in the film is Kahlua.
Named after the drink, Kahlua.
Of course.
Classy.
So she works in the ring store with Annie.
Yeah.
And is just a far better saleswoman.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a suck up to the boss.
Sorry. She flirts with him, doesn't she?
Yeah.
You know, like brushes her hand on his shoulder. Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Sup, Don Don? And he's like, you're so good at nicknames. You don't need a nickname because Kahlua is so delicious. Don't sue me for touching you. She's brilliant. And her, I'm sorry, her love is eternal face. I mean, I'd buy a ring from her.
Oh, 100%.
I wouldn't even know what to do with it. Put it on my toe. What is Kahlua the drink?
It's like a coffee liqueur. What you put in an espresso martini.
Oh, wow.
So you put two parts Kahlua, one part vodka, mix it up with some espresso, shake, shake, shake with plenty of ice in there, pour it in, put your beans on the top. Welcome to Emily's cocktail making class.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When did you pick this up?
Because I make espresso martinis all the time. Oh. You know this. I'm a bit of a basic bitch when it comes to drinks.
The rest of the time, you're just a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
No! Amazing. Well, I know what we're having after this. Slash during.
Okay, so the next person I want to discuss is, well, I have him in my notes as Señoritas Bonitas Man. And he's the restaurant owner. You know, when the girls go to have like their, what's it, an engagement lunch or something?
Something like that.
Something to meet the bridesmaids, like get all introduced together. And he like comes up to the table and he's like, Señoritas Bonitas?
What does bonitas mean?
Bonitas means pretty.
Oh.
If you're bonita, you're pretty.
Nice. And he says that as he presents like swords of meat.
Yeah, like kebab. Oh, don't get me started on that food poisoning.
Oh, that was so grim.
That literally makes me never want to eat.
Yeah. I mean, why would you go there before a dress fitting anyway?
You'd go after, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Meh.
Meh. Maybe Annie knew that it would get them sick and then...
Or Helen knew, that's why she only had salad.
Did Helen make the others sick to blame it on Annie?
No, I think it's just to make her look like she's perfect all the time. Like, just by default, she would never order that.
Yeah.
Because everything goes right for Helen.
Except your marriage.
Oh, yes. Speaking of that bridal store scene, we do need to mention Whitney, who is the bridal store owner.
Yes.
They can't get in at first. And then Helen's like, hi, Whitney, it's Helen.
Oh my God, Helen, come on in. Yeah. Oh my God. And Annie's just like, for fuck's sake.
Fuck you, man. And they walk in and yeah, she's just in that like really cute little two-piece blue suit.
Yeah.
Light blue satin skirt and blazer. The hair in a French twist, I want to say.
Ooh.
But yeah, she looks very classy and she is like stressed when they literally all get food poisoning, isn't she?
Yeah. I would be like, girls, literally, I don't care. Get naked because you cannot be in these dresses.
Mm.
What do you think happened? Did they have to pay for them?
After that happened, I would resign and get the next flight to I don't know where the fuck. You know? Just get me away from this bridal store.
Oh my God. Well, you recently went to a dress fitting.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Were there any incidents?
No incidents. It's kind of stress getting in and out of like 10 different dresses.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel bad.
And then all of you having to decide on one that you like.
Yeah.
You know? But we have decided. Thank you.
Is it the Fritz Bernays?
Oh my gosh, yes. It is the Fritz Bernays.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, sounds like fries with Bernays sauce on it. Yes.
Exciting.
Thank you.
Does it have pocket?
No.
Oh. So... send it back.
A dress without pockets? Oh my God.
Well, speaking of the bridal party, maybe we can talk about Rita.
Wendy. Who plays Rita?
Yes.
Oh, I love her so much in The Goldbergs. Just side
so
note.
So funny.
She is
She's
so
hilarious.
Funny. Like, icon.
And such an underrated line from Rita in this movie. Annie, it's Rita. I just love the delivery.
I just love it when Becca's sitting next to her on the plane. She's like, you are more beautiful than Cinderella. You smell like pine needles and you have a face like does.
She really does.
She literally, all she wants to do is get away from her three annoying kids.
Yeah.
And go to Vegas and just get fucked up.
Yeah. She's like, my hairdresser can get us some coke. And she knows what she wants. You know, when she's on the plane with Becca and Becca says, excuse me, could I have a glass of alcohol when you get a chance? And Rita just gives a kind of knowing look to the flight attendant and goes, 2 double 7 and 7s. Becca's like, is that? You'll like it. It's sweet.
That duo, honestly. Yes.
I am such a Becca in that situation.
Yeah.
I just need someone to give me a sweet drink.
Well, that's me, Miss Kalu over here. You're the Becca to my Rita.
Oh.
Cute.
Maybe that should be our next card collaboration with Zoe.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
Tee-hee.
That's ZOESPRY.com.
Okay, so speaking of the flight, can we talk about Steve, the flight attendant, also known as Stove? So there's that back and forth with Annie and Steve, and she's like, whatever you say, Stove, it's Steve. Stove, what kind of name is that? That's not a name. My name is Steve. Are you an appliance? No, I am a man, and my name is Steve.
He's great. God, the patience flight attendants must have.
Stress.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a stressful flight?
In terms of turbulence, yes, but like service wise no, it's been like consistently lovely.
Yeah.
I had a flight attendant joke with me about wine. I think I was just having soft drinks because, you know, when you drink on a plane, you feel the effects so much worse. So I was just having soft drinks. But then we were talking and I joked about ordering a Pinot Noir. And then the next thing I know, he's brought me like this fat cup full of Pinot Noir. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Because this is before you got me on red wine.
Oh, no.
So like literally the whole flight, I was stressing, holding this glass like, what is turbulent?
Was it free?
It was free, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So nice.
That is hilarious.
But like, I didn't want it.
Amazing. There was another plane moment where Annie sneaks back into business class and she sits next to that guy who she pretends is her husband. She's like, my name is Mrs. Iglesias. That bit's so good. So that has to be a character in our list for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. God, Annie really tried her hardest to stay there, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame her.
No, she was like whiskey sour drunk.
Yeah, and Xanax drunk. Oh. Yeah, Annie doesn't have much luck, does she?
No, she has that back and forth with the 13-year-old girl who's come into the jewelry shop to ask for like a best friend necklace. And
yes.
Oh my God, maybe we should run through that little scene because
oh my
it's
God,
iconic.
Yes. Do you want to be 13-year-old girl?
Yes.
Okay.
You're weird.
I'm not weird, okay?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. And you started it.
No, you started it. Did you forget to take your Xanax this morning?
Oh, I feel bad for your parents.
I feel bad for your face.
Okay, well, call me when your boobs come in.
You call me when yours come in.
What do you have, like four... What do you have, like four boyfriends?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Have fun having a baby at your prom.
You look like an old mop.
You know, you're not as popular as you think you are.
I am very popular.
Oh, I'm sure you are very popular.
Well, you're an old single loser who's never gonna have any friends.
You're a little cunt. Mic drop.
Whoa. I never drop the C-bomb, but sometimes when I do, it's quite liberating.
It's a lot. I remember watching TV when I was a kid and I was watching Graham Norton and Madonna was on and they were talking about swear words or something. And Graham said, do you ever say the C word? And she was like, no, I never say the C word. And me being like 9 years old, being like, what? Crap. Like, what? And later I found out and it all clicked.
Yes.
But how crazy that I still have that memory. It's so vivid.
A core memory.
Yeah. Great. My core memory is watching Graham Norton when I was 9.
When Madonna said that she doesn't say crap. I'm so polite because Madonna told me to be very cute. Do you know who is kind of aggressive also? Is the boot camp instructor. I love that scene.
Terry Crews is so good in his scene. Like, mm-hmm. he's only in it for, what, a minute?
Yeah.
But he's amazing.
I'm obsessed with him. So Annie and Lillian don't want to pay for his like park gym class.
Yeah.
And they're hiding behind the tree, like copying the moves yeah. he tells the other women. And he's like, hey, I can see you behind the tree. It's like $12 to do or something.
I would try it. I'd like to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, look, he's in a public space. So this is a public exercise.
I hate doing exercise in the park. Well, it might be the hay fever in me, but I just find it embarrassing.
Yeah.
One of the most embarrassing things that I see, you know, people who are in the park and do like Diablo.
Is that when they're on the on the wires?
Yeah. They've got like a string and they're throwing up that like twisty like plastic thing.
Yes.
And catching
that it. Looks like an hourglass.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
Stop. Stop. There's too many of those in Hyde Park. Too many.
Who is that impressing?
I don't know.
Who are you trying to show off to?
The clowns? Cirque du Soleil? Who are not walking past you?
Oh my God, that's awful.
I know.
Actually, when I had been on a couple dates with my current boyfriend, he messaged me one evening and said, I think I saw you in the park doing squats earlier. And I was! Like, oh, that is not what you want your like two-time date to see you doing on your own. He was in the park, you know, on a little walk,
yeah,
and had seen me doing that. I'm like, also come up and say hi.
I know, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I walk down the street like thinking I look really smiley and like la la la, like I'm in my own like music video or something. And because I don't wear contact lenses, but I should really wear my glasses, I'm just probably frowning all the time, like squinting.
Squinting, like, yeah.
Just 11 browing everyone. Oh.
Oh, well, now people know.
Yeah, that's exactly. Fine. If I've ever ignored you in the past 5 years, it's because I haven't been wearing my glasses.
We have to award Best Supporting Character to the nervous woman sitting next to Annie on the plane.
Yes.
I had a dream the plane went down. You were in it. Needs to hear.
Not at all. I also love that line when she's like, I think you should just toss it back. Yes. About the drink.
Yeah, and she does.
Yeah. There's actually quite a good fact about nervous women on the plane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you did not know this,
her real name is Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And she co-wrote the screenplay of Bridesmaids with Kristen Wiig.
So Kristen Wiig's character is named Annie.
Yes, exactly.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Okay, so, love a fact like that.
Yeah, and I love that she was included in it.
Mm, wonder where she's now. Nervous flyer on the plane.
Maybe she got flushed down the toilet. Just like
oh my God.
Woman she heard of.
Oh my gosh.
That's not a thing.
No, but I always thought that when I was younger.
I mean, the noise.
The such.
Yeah. Like,
I thought that was a real thing. I thought I could be flushed down.
And I always thought that pee and stuff just kind of, you know, fell out the bottom of the plane. But no, it's collected and then removed.
Right. Oh, I thought it just like, because you're so high up in the sky, if it flew out, it would just disperse and like.
I think morally they can't do that.
You wouldn't want to be living over a fly path then.
No, maybe that's the reason why.
Oh, it's raining. Oh.
The first snowflake of the season. Put your tongue out, kids.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to most iconic outfit. So I think we should start off with Annie's turquoise bra at the beginning.
It has like a minute of screen time.
It does.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you think. I mean, I don't think you're a bras kind of guy.
You don't know my life.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit like opposed personally, like wearing like a bright turquoise bra. I don't mind a red, I don't know, like a dusty blue.
Yeah.
But like bold, bright underwear, I just don't think is a vibe.
Is that in case you can kind of see it with the rest of your outfit or?
I mean, there's no way in hell you can wear that under a white top, you know, or any top for that matter.
She could do a Regina George, you know, cut the nips off the top and make it like a statement.
Oh yeah, that's true. But it's iconic in its own right, because obviously the first scene is her having sex with Ted.
Yeah, wearing the bra. And I read that that was a conscious decision that they made Annie wear a bra while she's having sex with Ted versus Annie not wearing a bra when she's having sex with Officer Rhodes. And it's to kind of symbolize Annie kind of opening up more with Rhodes.
Oh, right.
Whereas feeling more self-conscious and like concealed with Ted.
When you're just sleeping with a guy, you're just showing up randomly here and there. Surely you want to be in different underwear sets. But like the second time we see her go and sleep with him, she's wearing the turquoise bra. Because, you know, she's like, oh yeah, I'm seeing someone called George Glass or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, could this George Glass do this? And he starts like rubbing her boob and she's like, yeah, probably. So yes, for that reason I think the turquoise bra is iconic.
Okay, well, speaking of things that we're not really vibing with, I think we should mention Brynn's free tattoo that she gets.
Oh my god, it's like the colors of Pikachu.
Oh my god, it's, but if Pikachu was like infected.
No.
It's so gross. She's like, the man opened the side of a van and gave me this free tattoo. It's a Mexican drinking worm. It's like a Native American symbol, meaning wasted. Now, I'm doing a very nuanced impression of an Australian person trying to do a British accent.
Oh, yes.
Hence the twang. So I hope you appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an interview incredibly recently, i.e. yesterday, of Rebel Wilson saying that originally the tattoo was supposed to be Garfield.
Oh.
Like a big tattoo of Garfield. But on the day she arrived on set, they were like, oh, we didn't get the clearance to do Garfield. So it's going to be this like massive worm across your entire torso. And she had to have it for 5 days. They put it on and like cling filmed it, and she couldn't shower, or, you know, couldn't get her body wet. She probably did like a little flannel situation.
Oh.
Poor Rebel. But it was such a funny moment at the beginning.
Oh my God.
Straight away, you're like, oh my God, this character, who is she?
Wild. Yeah. And also her brother is just like, he's just not bothered by it at all.
No.
He's just sort of like,
meh. Yeah.
Oh my God. Matt Lucas, Kreese, I have a friend, I won't disclose his name. Matt Lucas just slides into his DMs all the time and just tries to talk to him. My friend's like,
What, in a friendly way or?
Just a bit flirty. And he's like, mate, no.
Oh no.
Stop.
God loves a trier.
I think next we obviously need to talk about the bridesmaids' dresses.
Yes.
That they choose in the end.
The Fritz Bonnets. They look great in them.
Mm. Annie really doesn't want the Fritz Bonnets at the beginning because it's like $800. Mm. she wants like the shorter sort of pink version, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's a bit like Sagaloo.
Yeah, but I think the Fritz Bonnets look kind of cute. I'm not really a purple gal. God, I'm just slating all the colours. I'm like, I hate turquoise. Don't like purple.
Okay. And also, would you spend £800 on a bridesmaid's dress that is so like extra that you couldn't wear it in any other situation, right?
No, you'd have to like sell it on eBay after.
Yeah, for like a tenth of the price.
I mean, if someone else was buying it for me, one of our best friends, she's getting married in September. I'm maid of honor and she is buying our bridesmaid's dresses.
That's amazing.
I know.
That is really, really so sweet.
So sweet. And they can range anything from like 100 to £200.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
It adds up. The film poster and all kind of promotional images of bridesmaids, none of the women are wearing the Fritz Bonet's bridesmaid's dress. And Lillian's wedding dress is different as well to the one that's actually in the film.
False advertisement.
Yeah. I bought a ticket because I wanted to see the pink dress. Weird. I don't know why they do that.
I don't know. Is it like some dresses they tried on behind the scenes?
Yeah, but consistency, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of like the bridal party, I do really like the red dress that Annie wears for the bridal shower.
Yes.
I think that's really classy.
Yeah, it was a great color on her.
Mm-hmm. Special K, you're looking for someone. I hear Annie's available. She's looking for work, okay? She doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah. No, she looked great. I mean, even before she was kind of like elbow deep in the chocolate fountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like wrestling a giant heart-shaped cookie.
Yeah. Oh, it broke my heart when it was smushed on the ground. I was like, oh my God, so many people could have eaten that.
I know, but it made a pigeon stay.
To be a pigeon.
Let's take 5 seconds and just imagine what it would be like to be a pigeon. Oh, that was nice.
What a relaxing time that was.
It's good to forget to be a human being in this crazy world for 1 second. Maybe we should talk about Meghan's outfits. Mm. Well, just one of her outfits in particular.
Are you talking about her outfit for the plane?
Oh, yes.
Oh, she dressed for comfort that day.
Oh, honey, she really did. She's giving me like golf chic in Saint-Tropez, but also gonna sleep.
Yeah. What a combo that is.
I don't know. She's got a flat cap on. She's got big headphones. She's got a neck pillow. Mm-hmm. She's got like crop black trousers and black sandals, a bowling t-shirt. And you know, for a little feminine twist, she's got a pearl necklace.
Yes. And did you notice the anklet in your favorite color, turquoise?
Oh, girl.
Your eye chose not to see it. Like, no.
No, not today, boys.
I love that. I'm always one for dressing comfortably on a plane, but I don't wear tracksuit bottoms.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not really my vibe.
No, I always dress a bit smarter.
But like, obviously, like, my feet get really big on planes. They just go... So I've got to always wear like comfy shoes with room to grow.
Oh my God.
How embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. That is actually the worst thing in summer when your feet get really hot and like swell up and then you can't get your feet in some sandals.
Yeah. Sweaty spaghetti.
Oh no.
Yeah. Good luck if you want to wear gladiator sandals. More like sausage squeezing into its casing.
Oh my. Stress.
Oh, stress. We need to award one most iconic outfit. Yeah. And I don't think we need to look much further than Annie's plain outfit. If I didn't see anyone wearing those clothes and just saw them kind of in an image, you would know that it's Annie wearing them.
Oh, yeah. If most people, when they see a woman in like a black and white stripy t-shirt, they think, oh, Parisian chic. But really, it's...
Drunk Annie.
Drunk Annie.
Wearing sunglasses on a plane. I mean...
Saying, let's get ready to party, you know? I mean, that is a great fancy dress if you're like Slim Pickens, you know? You just need a stripy white and black t-shirt, some sunglasses, and a whiskey sour in hand.
So easy. I love it. This should be open because it's civil rights. This is the 90s. It's not. You're in the wrong decade. You are. God, if you know you're losing in an argument... Just respond with, no, you are. Works every time.
Didn't work with stove.
Oh, yeah. Okay, next up is best musical moments. And I feel like we should start at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The introduction is soundtracked with the song Rip Her to Shreds. by Blondie.
Ah, the you know her.
Pretty look at her hair. Yeah, such a classic. Mm-hmm. And that kind of just plays over the title sequence, you know, establishing shots. Yeah. And what I love is that that song is covered in Mean Girls and is also played at the beginning of that film as Katie's walking into the high school for the first time and kind of like scoping out everyone. And she walks into the classroom. She's like, oh, where do I sit? Where do I sit? Mm-hmm. It's the same song. And there's a bit of a hidden connection.
Right.
So Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph first got famous from acting on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
And who else was on Saturday Night Live?
Tina Fey.
Exactly. It's all kind of connected.
Yeah.
So I love that. We can't not talk about Wilson Phillips' Hold On, the song that has probably been introduced to generations of younger audiences. I had no idea who Wilson Phillips were before Bridesmaids, but I feel like it's just kind of given them like a new lease of life. And now people are like, oh, Wilson Phillips, yeah, from Bridesmaids.
I love that Helen has like stolen all of these ideas from Annie. And Annie's like, hey!
Yeah, right?
She lets her have Wilson Phillips because she's not going to turn them away from the wedding.
Yeah. Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you going to let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know?
You can change. I mean, do you want a fourth member, Wilson Phillips?
That was great. I love that. It comes in about halfway through the film and then obviously the film ends with that song.
Yeah.
There's also, I mean, I don't even know if we can call this a musical moment, but there's a slow-mo shot of them walking onto the plane from the runway terminal thing. Mm. And Britney Spears' Only Just Begun Having My Fun is playing in the background.
Mm.
Oh, it's such a good song to walk to. Is that quite niche?
Wait, which one? How does it go?
It's like, I'm just a crazy kind of girl. I'll tell it to the world. I've just begun having my fun.
I do love a song you can strut to. A really good one is Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea, Problem.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, but I do think we should award Best Musical Moment to That's What Friends Are For by Sir Elton John.
Woohoo!
You know the scene. So Lillian's having a engagement drinks.
Yeah.
They're in the fancy manor that she's got membership for.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen's kind of stepped to the mic, acting as if she's Lillian's best friend.
Yeah.
And Annie's like, Helen's just said some like greeting in Thai. And Annie's like, right, how can I top this then? So she starts singing, keep smiling, keep shining.
Knowing you can always count on
me. For sure.
That's what friends are for. And then Helen like immediately turns up with her own microphone for good times and bad times. I'll be your... And they just go on and kind of start to have like a sing-off.
Yeah.
So cringy to watch.
That really riles Annie. She's like in the car driving back like... Helen. Yeah. And that's when she gets stopped by Nathan, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, hi, I'm Helen. Oh, you're from Milwaukee? Oh, I'm sorry.
Amazing. So good. She had to get so drunk after that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame her.
No.
It's free. Thank you, Lillian's dad. Hey, what the hell? I'm not joking.
That's what dads are for. All right, so now we're going on to most iconic quotes.
And you know what? We've actually gone through most of these already, but we've still got some gems.
Mm-hmm. We move.
We move. Can I start?
Yes.
So it's a conversation between Annie and Bryn. And Annie says, you read my diary? At first, I did not know it was your diary. I thought it was a very sad handwritten book.
Gil, her brother, says something like, you should really write a note and put it on your door. Like, don't look in my diary and don't wear my clothes.
Could you imagine living with them? Nightmare.
No.
You know, there's a deleted scene where Annie walks in on them having an adult bath together. Oh. And Gil is shaving Bryn's armpit.
Oh, no.
And I bet the razor was Annie's. It just is, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Is that... Oh, forget it. They probably use their toothbrush as well.
Ew, that's what siblings are for.
Okay, there is actually a quote I really love from Helen's stepson, an underrated character in this film. Really, he should have gone into best supporting character, I think. But it's when they're playing tennis, like doubles, and they're getting, you know, really heated. And Helen's stepson's like, I've seen better tennis playing in a tampon commercial.
That so looked like good. The most violent game of tennis ever. I've ever seen. Like, do you think that tennis ball was real or is that CGI? Because it's properly going into their tit.
So painful.
Speaking of Helen, there's just a one-liner from Annie at the bridal shower when she's just like had enough with Helen stealing the Paris theme and, you know, everything. And Helen has just bought Lillian tickets for them to go to Paris, have a few days off and go to a wedding dress fitting. And Annie is like, you know, are you fucking kidding me? What woman gives another woman a trip to Paris? Lesbian!
And then isn't Megan like, I was thinking it. So good.
Incredible. Like, absolutely incredible. This film is gold. Like, so quotable. I love it.
I know we did for best musical moment. Keep smiling, keep shining. Well, that's what friends are for. But there is that quote when Helen says, Consuelo. And then Annie's like, really quick, because she just wants to, like, snatch the mic back.
Yeah.
Speaking of Consuelo, Lillian and I took Spanish together in school. And so I would just like to say to you and to everyone here, gracias para vivir en la casa, en la escuelas, en la azul, mercada, tienes con vivir en las fortuchas. And gracias.
Now, coming from someone who has never studied Spanish, I don't know what that means.
She basically said, thank you for living in a house and the school and blue market. I can't remember what vivir means, but I studied Spanish for A level and I got an E. E for Español, am I right?
That's not how it works.
There's another really good moment between Helen and Annie when they're in the car and they're trying to find Lillian. We find out she's in her apartment, so they're driving and Helen is like ugly crying. Why are you smiling? It's just, it's the first time I've ever seen you look ugly, and that makes me kind of happy.
Wow.
I don't look ugly.
Yeah.
So good.
She's so good. Rose Byrne is so funny.
She just has the timing. Mm. And is she Australian?
She's Australian, but you'd never know it.
No.
Rebel Wilson, take notes. Right?
Yeah.
At first, I did not know it was your diary. Come on. And the crazy thing is, she was actual roommates with Matt Lucas for 3 years.
What?
Yeah, in real life.
No.
Yeah. Wait. In Hollywood, when they both moved to Hollywood.
I did not know this.
Yeah, so you would have thought that she'd kind of pick up his accent a little bit. Before we announce best quotes, I think we should quickly shout out the food poisoning scene in the dress shop. And what I love and...
Also hate.
Also hate and also maybe quote from time to time. I won't talk about it. Is when Megan is sitting on the sink and she goes, it's coming out of me like lava. Awful! The sink!
Oh,
the
no.
sink. Well, it's only because Rita already took the toilet. Mm. Oh, God. And then Becca runs in and throws up on top of Rita.
Yeah.
Awful.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad.
And then we finish the scene with Lillian, you know, trying to waddle across the street in her wedding dress saying, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. And she's just kind of sat there in traffic and, like, she kind of signals for the car to go around.
Quick.
I'm busy.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Thankfully, it's one of those big puffy dresses that she could, like...
Yeah, hopefully hold away from her legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also conceals.
Yeah.
Conceal, don't feel. Don't let it show. Let oh, God, go. Don't let it show.
But let it go. She had to let it go. Right. I think best quote should go to when Megan's first meeting Annie.
Oh, great.
She's a bit of a tough bitch, Megan. And she has a cast on her arm or something. Or like a... what's it called? Like a wrist.
Wrist support type thing on Velcro
her arm.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she's sort of like broken her arm. And she's like to Annie, I fell off a cruise ship, but I'm back. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit. Took a hard, hard, violent fall. Kind of pinballed down. Hit a lot of railings. Broke a lot of shit. I'm not going to say I survived. I'm going to say I thrived. I met a dolphin down there. And I swear to God, that dolphin looked not at me, but into my soul. Into my goddamn soul, Annie. And he said, I'm saving you, Megan. Not with his mouth, but he said it. I'm assuming. Telepathically.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. I mean, dolphins are like...
smart.
Magical, yeah.
Have you seen that video of like someone dropping their phone into the sea and the dolphin swimming down to collect it? He just appears with the phone on his nose.
No way.
And passes it back.
Oh my God.
So cute.
Cute.
So cute.
And smart.
Mm-hmm.
God, imagine dolphin high school. Be so competitive. Cute and smart. Oh my God. You know? Now there's a spin-off I'd like to see. Maybe Bridesmaid the prequel featuring the dolphin.
Dolphin school.
Yeah. That is brilliant.
I know.
Also, the idea of Megan pinballing down railings of a cruise ship. Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And she didn't die.
No. Hopefully she was wearing her plain neck pillow. Maybe the air in that made her rise to the top of the water.
Yes. Oh my God, exactly.
Life jacket who? No, it's all about the neck support. Oh my God, you actually scared me.
Did you think a dolphin was in the room?
Yeah. A lot of stairs. Well done, dolphin.
Okay, so now we're going on to Can We Discuss? And maybe we should talk about being part of the bridal gang.
Yes, because we're both going through it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have just survived my sister's hen party, which I co-organized with two of the bridesmaids. And it was a really fun weekend. There's a lot of planning. It's like, you know, 15 people. So schedules, money, the activities, finding things that will accommodate that many people.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just one of those things. There's like a lot of work that goes into it. And I'm not a bridesmaid. I'm a maid of honor, which is such an honor. So I've been to a bridesmaid's fitting. We're like, you know, ordering dresses, you know, all of this kind of stuff.
Now, speaking of bridal parties, obviously Lillian has a gorgeous Parisian theme, and Helen outdid herself. We're talking swans. We're talking about chocolate fountains. We're talking about that massive cookie, those big, like, kind of Parisian decorative poster cylinders. I don't know what that is.
Puppies with berries at the door.
Puppies with berries. So cute. So it got me thinking, what would your ideal bridal shower theme be? And what kind of things would you like to do?
I think the kind of vibe I'd like to go for is a bit sort of like shake and not stirred, you know, like cocktail party vibes.
Yeah.
I think that would be the vibe I'd like.
Yeah.
Maybe like a London sort of hen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also love to do like a Norway thing. Maybe even like a little skiing, like
chalet
bit. Could be like really fun.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Oh, great. Because then you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Chalet girl.
Chalet girl.
It's cute.
Ooh, maybe season 5, chalet girl. We're always on.
What about you? What would you have for like a bachelorette or a bachelor? What would you have for a bachelor party?
I feel like it would have to be something kind of Simpsons related. And I don't know, there could, you know, in the show there's like flaming Moe's, like the kind of cocktails. I feel like there could be like a flaming Barney.
Yeah.
They, you know, you could have like Krusty Burgers. You know, I think there's like a lot of opportunity. As long as no one's like, you know, covering themselves head to toe in yellow face paint, then, you know, I'm happy. It would be kind of like a nod to The Simpsons, but not like gimmicky.
Not a Hans Moleman stripper. It's like kissing a peanut. Okay, so now we're going on to trivia. My first question for you. What themed bridal shower does Becca want to have?
A Pixar-themed bridal shower.
Party!
That's me pretending to be the lampshade. Yes.
Okay, here's my first question to you. Mm. Can you tell me the name of Annie's bakery before it closed down?
It's like Cakes Baby.
I'll give you that. Cake Baby.
Party!
Oh, Cakes Baby.
I like those. Cakes Baby.
I mean, I think everyone's like fantasized at some point in their life about having a their own cake shop, right?
Oh my God, totally. Mm. It would be, I mean, I think it'd be quite stressful, but the idea of owning a little bakery, so cute.
Okay, so why does Rita want to go to Vegas?
Just to kind of have a night away from her. Oh, to have a night that she can fantasize about or like, play back in her head.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you the point.
Party!
What I've got here is to smell the neck of a man I don't know.
Oh!
I want to smell the neck of a man I don't know.
Well, that is not the answer I gave, but I will take the point. So thank you. Okay, here's one for you. Can you tell me how many puppies Megan took from the bridal shower?
9.
Yes!
Party!
Really, she should have taken 6, but yeah, maybe 9 was a bit too many to handle.
Yeah.
I mean, who could resist? They were adorable, and that is my dream puppy. Yeah. Obsessed. Okay, what car does Ted the fuckboy drive?
Oh, a silver Jaguar?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a Porsche, and it's a black Porsche.
Oh, what film was I watching? Rod's Mods. Like Bridesmaids, but wrong.
Delete that. Rod's Mods. Keep it. Okay, note to Emily, keep in podcast. That's so funny.
All right. Well, look, here's one for you. Where did Becca and her husband have their honeymoon?
Disneyland.
Party!
It's actually Disney World, but I'll give you the point.
Oh, sorry. Woohoo! Tell you where I'd love to go. Moominland in Finland.
Moominland. Mm. Cute.
How cute. I just want to go in that blue house and eat jam with Moomin Mama.
Aww.
And Moomin Papa.
Don't forget me, little Mai.
Little Mai. She's so angry.
Yeah.
Okay, so Helen had recently gone to Thailand with her husband, Perry. Mm. And there was a beautiful saying that she learnt there. It means you are a part of me, a part that I can never live without. And I hope and I pray I never have to. And then she says, thank you in Thai. Do you remember what the Thai word for thank you is?
I actually do, because somebody I used to work at Topshop with taught me here because she went traveling. Kop Kung Ka.
Party!
For anyone listening in Thailand, I'm sure I butchered the pronunciation, so I can only apologize.
But also, Kop Kung Ka for listening.
They're like, stop, stop! Enough! Here's my fourth question to you. What does Helen offer to Annie to prove that she doesn't feel sick?
It's like a coated almond?
Yes!
Party!
A sugar-coated almond.
Yeah, she calls it a Jordan almond, but it's a sugared almond.
Yeah.
Sugar-coated almond.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, delicious. God, that scene is so, that's so funny. The way she kind of half, like, slowly pushes it into her mouth between her lips. It's amazing.
She's just like, sweating, isn't she?
Like, yeah. Through the dress that she's trying on. I'm like, Annie, you're going to have to buy that.
Oh, no. Okay, here's my final question to you. Where did Annie sleep for her 30th birthday?
Lillian's bathtub.
Yes!
Party!
Which I'm sure wasn't planned. She said it was comfortable, right? So
yeah.
Great.
God, it's got to be quite a big tub.
Yeah.
Annie's quite tall. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
No. My neck. Where's Megan's neck pillow?
Okay, my final question to you. Can you name 3 things that Annie and Helen do to get Rhodes' attention in their car?
Okay, so they pretend to drink beer.
Yes.
they pretend like no one's driving the car.
Yes.
And then Annie gets topless.
Yes! Party! Which is my, one of my favourite bits. She's like, look, I'm topless. And then she just looks like, oh. And Helen's kind of like putting her hands out like a magician's assistant, like, look. I would have also accepted reckless driving, speeding, littering, texting and talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Playing loud rap music, lying down, and finally rear-ending his bumper.
Yes, and that's when he does actually get out of the car. Yeah. He's like, you're crazy. And I love his Irish accent. Chris O'Dowd, I love in the IT crowd.
Rhymes, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, originally Rhodes was going to be American, but the casting people fell in love with Chris O'Dowd's accent so much that they were like, no, just make him Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of suits Kristen's character as well, you know?
Yeah, it's like, he's very, like, alternative, the opposite of Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He's the good guy.
Yeah.
Really nice, puts the siren on.
Even though he likes the little gross carrot, I can't get on board with that. Is that an Irish thing? I don't know.
Mate, we don't care.
Oh, we don't care at all. I'll see you at the Bewitched gig.
Ronan Keating.
No, we're just saying things.
Anyone from Ireland loves Ronan Keating. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Thank you so much for listening to our Bridesmaids episode.
And if you loved it, make sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And if you love us even more.
More than Megan loves a puppy.
Which I didn't think was possible, but here we are.
Yeah.
You can take a look at our brand new greetings card collaboration with Zoe Spry. She has illustrated 4 incredible new designs. We've got classic scenes from Bridget Jones, 13 Going on 30.
And The Devil Wears Prada, because everyone loves a Miranda Priestly card, right? That's all. Sorry.
You said it, but I did the noise. I went, nah, nah. I don't know what's going on.
And remember, dear listener, you are beautiful. You are more beautiful than Cinderella. You smell like pine needles. And you have a face like sunshine.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.